Many Europeans have been angered by government efforts to slash pensions and salaries while raising taxes in an effort to balance battered budgets. Public anger is one of many things limiting what leaders can do to solve economic problems in Europe and elsewhere. As leaders head for the International Monetary Fund and World Bank gatherings, many economists say Europe's problems are the biggest threat to the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says budget cuts must be made gradually and be balanced with spending designed to boost growth and jobs.
There should be clearly a focus on austerity, but there should be a focus on growth as well, because we believe that the two are not mutually exclusive.
A World Bank study says 600 million new jobs are needed by 2020 to accommodate new entrants to the workforce. The study says private enterprise creates most jobs, but World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says government can help by providing good infrastructure and smart regulation.
There's a lot that governments can do to create an environment where especially small and medium enterprises can create the kind of good jobs that people need and people want.
Top financial officials from around the world have met frequently over the past few years to deal with difficult issues. Some economists blame blunders by financial companies for sparking the economic crisis that threw millions of people out of work. Many experts say regulation has improved by, for example, requiring banks to build larger financial reserves. But Daniel Hansen of the American Enterprise Institute in Washington says Europe's debt woes are slowing that process.
Europe is making a lot of progress on safeguarding their system, but they're doing so in the midst of what is their largest credit crunch on record.
One expert says easing Europe's troubles will be challenging new territory for the IMF, which has experience helping poor nations. Tufts University professor Bhaskar Chakravorty expects only modest progress from the IMF and World Bank gatherings in Tokyo. He spoke on Skype.
I think it moves the ball along just a few tiny inches on a field that, you know, is probably several miles long.
At a time when the globe faces slowing growth, debt problems in Europe, political stalemates in the United States, and other problems, modest progress may be the best that can be achieved. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.